Hours to Protect on Beat.
We're going to talk about food waste on this week's Hours to Protect. Not only is it bad for the environment, it also saps our hard-earned cash.
When you actually look at what you're wasting, it does all add up. Every day, all those little bits and pieces that you throw away all add up to roughly around €700 a year. So it's quite significant.
That €700 could pay for quite a few nights out, but instead we're literally putting it in the bin, hopefully the compost bin, along with our wasted food.
Really, it's about buying better, only buying what you need, and storing better to keep food fresher for longer, obviously using it up and, you know, finding ways to use it up even when, you know, maybe it's past, it's sort of gone a little bit soggy, that kind of thing.
That's Odile Bullock. She's the Food Waste Prevention Team Lead in the Environmental Protection Agency.
And then if you can't use it, finding ways like throw it, put it into your freezer so that you can use it a long time later.
Globally, a whopping 25% of our food is wasted. So I did a little straw poll to find out what types of food people are throwing away.
Probably like fresh fruit and veg.
Raspberries. I buy them 3 times a week and I eat them once a week.
Lettuce and potatoes all the time.
Fruit and veg, 100%. I think when I'm in the shop shopping, I feel healthy after the gym and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get loads of fruit and veg. And then a week later, I look in the fridge and a smell comes from the fridge and it's not that pleasant.
No big surprises. These are things that go off very quickly. Actually, when we ask people in a nationally representative survey the food that they waste the most, and the top item is actually leftovers, and then it's bread, fruit and veg. So, and you're right, we all start off with great intentions, you know, thinking we're going to be really healthy, buy lots of fresh fruit and veg, and by the time the week goes on, plans change, and that this is exactly what happens all over the place.
And this not only has an impact on our bank balance, but also on the environment. According to best estimates, in Ireland, we waste about 750,000 tonnes of food each year.
I think most people don't really recognise that food waste is a significant contributor to climate change. So it generates globally about 10% of greenhouse gases. And actually, if you just stop to think about it, you know, the growing, processing and transporting food, it all uses a huge amount of resources. So we're using the land, the water, the energy. And every time you waste food, you've wasted all those resources that have gone into producing the food as well. So it's not only obviously the greenhouse gases, but wasting all the resources as well. It just doesn't make sense.
But there are so many simple things you can do to ensure you aren't tipping leftovers and other unused food away each week.
The biggest tip you can take is just when you are shopping, not to buy too much. Think about your week ahead. So maybe try, you know, things like, you know, if you want to have berries, you know, berries for smoothies and things like that, try buying frozen, because then you can just use what you need. You don't have to throw, you know, half a punnet away because you didn't use them. Frozen is actually a really, really good way of having lots of fresh, good quality products without the waste as well.
And it pays to be more strategic with your fruit bowl.
There's plenty of ways you can store fruit and veg, keeping them fresher for longer. One of the real key things is don't put bananas in your fruit bowl, because bananas emit a gas that make other fruit go off very quickly. So generally keep your bananas separate and don't just dump everything into a fruit bowl. You know, keep some maybe back, put them in the fridge to make them, you know, ripen less slowly. Move them out into the fruit bowl as you use what's there. Open the fridge in the morning and check what you have in there. Is there stuff that needs to be eaten?
And in case you're thinking, I'm okay, I put everything in the compost bin.
This is a big thing, you know, when you do talk to people, a lot of people, you know, they say either, oh, everything goes into the brown bin, or we compost so we don't waste food. But a lot of the stuff that has probably gone into your brown bin or your compost bin was good food that you could have used. So obviously for unavoidable food waste, composting at home is great, especially if you grow your own fruit and veg and things like that. Like you can, you know, obviously you know what's gone into the compost, it's really good quality, and you can put that then on your fruit and veg that you're growing at home. You know, but having said that, throwing away food that could have been eaten is not composting, doesn't give you a free pass for that, you know, because like that. And what we find is a significant amount of food being thrown away in our homes is food that should have been eaten. So obviously for peelings, those kind of things, that's great. But, you know, throwing out food just because you're composting, really, you've got to look at the food that you are throwing away. And we just recommend people jot down what you're throwing away. You'd be really surprised when you see it. Most can't get over how much they've actually thrown away of avoidable food waste.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mban with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.